Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia 7-year warranty. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia has you covered.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Danielle Kennedy, good afternoon. I know you're incoming president of the Irish Hairdressers Federation, the representative body for salon owners. This issue that arose yesterday and caused pretty animated discussions on the programme, to say the least, that hairdressers should not, this was coming from a hairdresser, she was objecting to other hairdressers giving people takeaway dyes, their mix that they normally use for that individual in their salon, and people could come and collect it. What is the position on that, Danielle?
Hiya. So, we as a federation, our recommendation to our members is that they do not provide professional colour to their clients to provide at home. The biggest issue with this is it's an insurance issue. Okay. So if me as a professional provided my clients, because I'm also a salon owner as well, I gave my clients a pre-mixed dye at home to apply themselves, I'm both liable for any injury or damage that would happen to them with that colour, if they damage their hair, if they have any sort of reactions, but I'm also not covered by my insurance. So that's really the biggest issue from like the salon's point of view over why it shouldn't be happening.
But you are aware that salons are doing it.
Yes, because a lot of salons, to be fair to them, like, are under a lot of pressure. They're under pressure from their clients. This client's contacting their salon owners are afraid they're going to lose their business if they say no. And that's really a bigger issue. Do you know, like, we salons now, they're closed 5-6 weeks. They're going to be closed maybe for up to 8 weeks or more. We've had no income coming in, and you know, it's a revenue stream there that people could be tapping into, but it's something that we are heavily advising people not to go down that route.
Paula is on the line, 51551 wash hands. Paula, good afternoon.
Hi Joe, how are you?
Paula, you say grand thanks. I hope you're well too, Paula. You say this argument that hairdressers should not be giving out the dye is a load of codswallop. Why?
Well, I was really more talking about mixing box colours that you buy in the chemist or the supermarket with your own, with the colour that your hairdresser would do professionally for you. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I've been using box colours for years and years, and I might do 2 months to my own colour with the box colour that I've bought in the supermarket and go to the hairdresser then the third month for them to do the roots that way. And my hairdresser would say, oh yeah, that's fine, Dan, you did a great job, that's fine, you know, it's perfect, yeah. And that they've had absolutely no issue with it, and I've been doing it for years. So I don't know why people are saying that you can't do that because it would damage your hair. And I've seen lots of things up on hairdressing websites and Instagram saying, do not use box colour. Now, I know blonde hair is probably a different story. Mine is brown, medium to dark brown. Okay. And blonde, I think, is a different story because we use a lot of bleach and stuff and that, but like really, I've been doing this for years and it's never a problem.
And you're doing it you're doing your hair out of a box.
Yeah. And then I might go do it 2 months out of the box and then go to the hairdresser on the third month and they'll do it their way.
But Sharon yesterday and indeed Danielle today, they're not arguing that you shouldn't do it out of a box. What they're arguing is that the hairdressers should not be handing out the recipe, so to speak, for each individual. Where do you stand on that?
Well, as far as I can see, and from what my hairdressers tell me, their thing is more or less the same as the box dye that I use, that their mix is just the same thing. It's just getting the colour the same is the only issue. But I wouldn't really see what problem there might be if they know the person's colour and give it to them to do themselves. They'd be helping out in this whole crisis that we're in.
Danielle, what do you think of that?
From my point of view, like as a business owner, like I have clients, we have a lot of clients, that wants my product at the minute. But I also have 50 team members that I have a responsibility to, and I'm not going to put their jobs at risk by having a claim that I'm not going to be covered by insurance for. So that's why I wouldn't do it personally in my salon. Like, it is considered unprofessional as well, but I wouldn't do it because I'm not going to... The economy is kind of under enough pressure. Businesses are going to be under enough pressure for the rest of this year. And
I wouldn't see how you would be suit, if it's the colour, is tailored to that person that's actually collecting it from you. It's the one you usually use for them. There should be no issue.
Yeah, but Paula, collecting your hair colour from the hairdresser is not an essential journey.
No, it's not. I would agree with that. It's absolutely nothing. But then you could probably argue that I shouldn't be going to the supermarket and buying my box colour either, if that's the case.
Yeah, but you're also, you're buying milk and eggs and...
Although I heard, my neighbour told me the other day that she was in one of the chemists up in the pavilions and that the makeup section was, and the hair section was actually cordoned off.
Are you serious? That they weren't selling stuff? They weren't?
Yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Siobhan, come in, Siobhan, in County Wexford. Calling in, Siobhan. Where do you stand on the splitting hairs or the dye another day great debate, Siobhan? Is Siobhan gone? Siobhan is gone. Are you there, Siobhan? No, okay. Okay, we'll move on until we get Siobhan. Danielle, is this? Can you instruct your membership not to do this? Do you have that power?
We can only recommend that our members don't do it, and that even non-members, that other salads don't do
it. But if they do it, will they be expelled?
No, we can only frown on it. We're not a governing body.
Okay,
like
you don't have sanctions. You're just an association.
Exactly.
Or something. Okay.
We can just make recommendations and obviously recommend to the public that they don't put their stylists or salons under that kind of pressure where they're put in a position where they feel they have to. And that's like not to diminish the importance of people having their hair done. Obviously, we all make a living out of it. It's hugely important, and at a time when anxiety levels are incredibly high, you know, having the grey roots covered could be that little boost you need.
I got that yesterday from a lad, that glimpse yesterday. Siobhan is on. Siobhan.
Hi, Joe.
Where do you stand on this great debate?
How are you? I love your show, first of all.
You're very kind. Thanks a million.
I just was out gardening yesterday, and I heard a lady from Dublin, and she was on about, like, they shouldn't be doing it. I have never had my hair done in a salon. As in colouring.
Yeah.
I buy my own. I go twice a year to the hairdressers. He's male, tenner.
And it works.
And it works.
It works. I don't know. Perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. It works brilliantly.
Save
€70 a month.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a month. Like I know people that go every Friday to have their hair done, and they're paying this, that. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I go twice a year. My male hairdresser charges me a tenner. I was throwing 15.
Yeah.
And I come home, and someone will come back and say, but he doesn't do a wash blow dry for you. But why would I have a wash blow dry done when I'm coming home to dye my hair and go to the shower anyway?
Okay. But if these box dyes are so good, how are hairdressers doing so well?
Well, people are afraid to try it. You know, when I meet people and I say, friends of mine, I do my own, they go, God, I don't think I'd chance that. They'd be afraid they'd make a mess of it, I think. Mm-hmm.
Dyes are a completely different product to salon dyes. Like, they're a much lower grade chemical in a box dye than what you get in a salon dye. So obviously what you get in a salon, it's much gentler on your hair, which means it is better for the condition in the long run.
Can I just go in there, Joe?
Very good condition.
Okay, Danielle, defend your profession. Go ahead, Danielle.
Yeah, it's what you get on the salon. There is no comparison to salon dyes and home dyes. It's a much higher quality chemical what you get in the salon to what you get at home, which means in the long run, it is better for your hair. Your hair will be in better condition. It's gentler. Your hair will be shinier. But it's different strokes for different folks. Some people like to buy nice clothes. Some people like to get their hair done every week.
Joe, I think some people like the pampering element of it, probably going there and getting your hair done. But I have to say, my hair is fine. It's in perfect condition. It's shiny. I've been doing this for years. And when I get the hair colour done in the hairdressers, you know, the following time,
It's no different. It looks no different to when I do it myself.
Joe, can I do it?
Yeah, who's that coming back in there?
Siobhan.
Siobhan, go ahead, Siobhan.
Come here. I just have to say, if people have the money to go in 60, 70, 80 euro and have their hair done, fair play to them. But I go twice a year, I get my hair done, so it's cost me 30 euros. And the only thing I have to say is I buy my conditioner and my shampoo in Aldi, and I wouldn't pass it. And Aldi gave up doing the colouring a while ago, well, a couple of years ago. And I was so disappointed because I was doing the job for me. So I can understand where a hairdresser is coming from. They need to make a living, but they're not going to get it from me.
Okay, I didn't know that. Calling tongs at dawn here. Patricia O'Mahony, Patricia.
How are you doing? I'm just listening to this lady.
Are you having a good hair day? Some people always tell us give us your position on this series.
My position on this is we have to mix 3 or 4 different colours to get the acquired.
Exactly.
You're also using 10 volume to somebody if they have scalp problem. You have 20 volume peroxide, you have 30 volume peroxide. Well, you're very lucky that you haven't, but we do have people that do. We also, the box colours have ammonia in them. I have colours that you can use on a lady that's coming back from cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have a reaction to this because of the ammonia spray.
That's a different issue altogether, really. Yeah,
it's not really a different issue. I have seen reactions to box colours, and it's unreal what has happened.
So hang on, Patricia, are you recommending box colour?
No.
Oh, you're not, sorry.
Absolutely not.
No.
But are they not the same? Are they not the same company? Not the same brand, Clairol or whatever?
There can be ammonia. We are not allowed to use ammonia in our products. They are Hairdressing Federation. Also, it could be 40, 50, 60 volume peroxide, which we're not allowed. We're only allowed maybe 10 to 30. You know, but that isn't acquired for the woman.
Well, then if you're not allowed, how come the regulators allow it in supermarkets?
Yeah, well, I'm a member of the Irish Hairdressing Federation, and that's, you know, but also if somebody has scalp reaction and has something wrong with the scalp. And she gets the box colour and just puts it on. She could have a very severe reaction to psoriasis or anything like that.
The box colours all recommend that you do a patch test 48 hours beforehand to make sure you don't have a reaction.
That's fine, but if you have there's a certain areas of the hair that you will have a psoriasis where it could be more dry, it could be more itchy, it could be more red.
But everyone don't have psoriasis. Do you know what I mean?
Well, for a long time there, I had really bad, I don't know what it was, like dandruff sort of stuff really thick on my scalp, and I was still using the box colour, and the hairdresser gave me shampoo to address that.
Yes.
And it did sort the issue out, but me putting the box colour in didn't.
Did it ever occur to you that the build-up maybe from the box colour caused a lot of...
Okay, I don't know where I'm pulling my hair out here at the moment, but I'm getting lost in box colour. I know it's important. Alva in Waterford, you have a final point to make, Alva, before the outbreak.
I just think all that discussion is interesting and entertaining, but for a later time. Right now, we've been asked by the government to stay at home to save lives.
We can still go to Dunn's and buy our hair done.
But I think Alva's saying you don't just go to Dunn's just to queue up for an hour and then buy a box of Clairol hair dye. You're buying loads of other things as well. Okay. Thank you all. Siobhan, Paula, Alva, Patricia O'Mahony. Thank you all. 51551 Wishart.